We resume Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch learning Hilchos Shabbos Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Beis Sif Yud Alef Chayv Kol Adam Hashlam Parsha Yosef Mitzibur. There's an obligation for each one of us to do Shnai Mikra Vecher Targum. The Gemara Masech the Bracha says Hamashlam Parsha Yosef Mitzibur. Somebody who's careful to do so, Marichin Loi Yom Avishnosov. It's a skula for long life. It's a skula for Yerushmayim. It's a skula to prevent us from doing serious averis. And the obligation of Shnai Mikra Vecher Targum, says Rav Moshe, applies to everyone. Even if someone is a great Talmud Chacham, and somebody could be learning different subjects at that time, he's still obligated to learn and do Shnai Mikra Vecher Targum. Tana Shikra B'Kol Shavua, he should read every week Parshas Shavua. You should read the Parsha Shavua, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. It's an obligation to do it on a weekly basis. Miyom Rishon Ve'Eilech, from Sunday, Choshev Metzibur, it's already considered the right time. Because Kvar Eschila Tzibur Parsha Zub Shabbos B'Mincha, they already began reading that Parsha yesterday by Mincha. It's best to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, if possible, with the Tamim, with the way the Sefer Torah should be read from. Some say we could already begin Shnai Mikra Vecher Targum from Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, because then is really the time that we begin the Parshas HaShavua. Aval HaMitzvah Min HaMuvchar, what's most preferable, Hilakreis Be'er Shabbos HaChatzoy Siyoyim, to do Shnai Mikra Vecher Targum Friday afternoon after Chatzos. Yesh l'kris kol parsha, how should be done? We should read each parsha in the Sedra, then a psucha or stuma, any psucha stuma in the Sedra, shtei pom twice, v'akach a targum aleh, and then do the targum with it. It's most appropriate to try to finish Shnai Mikra Vecher Targum before you have the Suda on Shabbos by day. If one, for whatever reason, was unable to do so, he should do it till Mincha, and then, if not, at least till Wednesday. And if not, at least to have it all done by Shmini Atzeres. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said to do each parsha separately, but there are those that have different menhagim. Some have each pasuk twice and targum once, and one does the another meaning is to have the whole sedra done once chumash, then once chumash again, and then targum. If you're doing the psucha stuma, even if you stop in the middle of a pasuk, that's where you should stop. Gemar, after you finish yeshleima acha targum. Pasuk Echa B'Tayra, after you said it, you did the last Pasuk in Targum, you should say over that Pasuk in the Chumash, Kedei L'Sayim B'Tayra, should be ending the Selayim Mikra Vecher Targum with a Pasuk from Chumash. B'Tayv Shlo Yisuk Be'Echsicha Ben Akriya, it's appropriate not to speak while you're doing Shnai Mikra Vecher Targum. V'Nayigim Likras Gam Haftayra, and many also read the Haftayra. Yesh nagim oylem achkach shir shirim. That those have a minute to say after all of this to shir shirim. Umishay b'derech v'enle rachumish bli targum. If somebody only has a chumish that doesn't have targum in it, yikrush tari pav mikra. So do the chumish twice. Lamak ushigia lamakim shir lo targum. When you arrive at a place where you have a chumish with targum, yikr targum, you'll read the targum. Yesh gam yesh l'chol yirushmaim limit pirsh rashi el sidra. It's appropriate to learn Rashi. V'mlav bar hachihu. If he can't understand Rashi, yilmud pirush Ashkenazi el sidra. He should learn a pirush that's in the language that you understand. Kigoyim sefer tzenerenu kadoima. Shiyoven in your sedra. You should understand the sedra. The poskim say that even if one understands Rashi but doesn't understand Targum, you should still do Targum under all circumstances. The Targum was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Sif Yud Beis Mitzvah Kol Adam Likros B'Chol Erev Shabbos Panav Yadav Raglav B'Chamim. It's a mitzvah to wash one's face, hands, and feet every Erev Shabbos in hot water. And if at all possible, Yichetz Kol Gufa B'Chamim, you should wash your entire body with hot water. V'Yitvos Atzmeh Mikvah and go to the mikvah. Sif Yud Gimel also Likros B'Avav V'Chamim. One should not go to a public bath, to a mikveh, together with his father, father-in-law, mother's husband, sister's husband. But if the minig is that they cover their private area in the mikveh, then it's mutter. A Talmud should not go to the mikveh with his rebbe. But if the rebbe needs him to help him do what he, to service him, then mutter. Of course, somebody should be most careful not to send little children, young children, to the mikveh alone, even if it means a child going with his father. Sif yudala mitzvah lachitz is roish, it's mitzvah to wash one's hair. Lachitz is a b'anayim, to cut the nails. These firms say that there's a point to cut your nails every Friday, unless you don't have what to cut. The Kael Galach Saris Roshay, you want to take a haircut. Im Hayigdolis, if you need a haircut. Ve'elakan etzupani yad v'ragel b'yamechad, one should not cut his nails on his hands and nails on the feet on the same day. Gam en lokat zupani v'elakat saris Rosh Chodesh, one shouldn't cut the nails or take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Afilu chal b'Erev Shabbos, even Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, and therefore, if we know Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, take your haircut and cut your nails on Thursday. Yesh makbidim shalalistal tzibinayin kasidron. One shouldn't cut the nails according to the straight order. El bedilug. We should skip hands, skip fingers. Darim yamin on the right hand maschil ba'esa asmuchal agoidel. We start with the index finger. Vesimin. And the way to remember what should be done is bedaga, that order on the right hand. Beschol, on the left hand, maschil be'etzba revi, you start with the fourth finger, and the simon, what is the order of cutting the fingernails, is behaga. Most poskim are of the opinion that the order that's mentioned is preferable, but what's really most crucial is that one should not cut the nails and straight. As long as you skip from one to you skip, it's fine. There's a machlokes if this halacha also applies to the nails on the foot. Some people are careful not to take cut nails on Thursday. If you cut your nails on Thursday, what you're doing is you're causing that they should begin to grow on Shabbos, because that's Yom HaShlishi, that's the third day after they were cut. And Tov Lizaras Lisra V'Tzipanayim, one should burn the fingernails, or the nails, after they are cut. Sif Tezvav, B'chol Erev Shabbos, every Friday, Yifash B'Sh Masav, a person should think about what he did all week, because when he's coming to Shabbos, he's coming to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's appropriate to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're cleansed of all daveira. Moreover, the Kav HaChaim says, when a person does tshuva on Friday, he's more capable of receiving the neshama yisera properly. Kerev Shabbos, a second kol kakulim shos b'yishesh shemei maisa, Friday is the time to do tshuva on anything that you did wrong all week. Kerev Shabbos, Friday, Erev Shabbos, Kol Yimei Ashur really encompasses the whole week. K'may She'er Rosh Chodesh, just like Erev Rosh Chodesh, Kol HaChodesh encompasses the entire month. Sif Tazayin Yishtal Shiyula B'Godim Noyim, the person should have nice, clean clothing for Shabbos. V'gam Talos Shemitzah Nol K'vay Shabbos, a separate talus that you only wear for Shabbos. T'ksiv Chabadata, the Pasuk says regarding Shabbos Chibadata, Darshinim, what that means is Shleim Abushka Shal Shabbos Kama Mushal Shal Chol. The garment you wear on Shabbos should not be like the garments that you wear all week. Afilu Mederek Beit Oiv T'Kachavim, even if one is not in a Jewish neighborhood, Yibush Bigdei Shabbos, you should put on Shabbos clothing. We don't wear nice clothing for people should see us. L'kvod Shabbos is to show our respect and honor for Shabbos. Sif Yudzayin HaTavshilim Tzrichin L'Hashgiach. Food that's cooked, we have to be careful. L'sirim N'Gecholim Erev Shabbos. We have to take them off the coals from Erev Shabbos. And the Bi'al Lacha says that this includes, we don't cook on coals, that we should take them off an open fire on Erev Shabbos. From Shachar V'Loy Siren, if you forgot to do so, as Yovev Shabbos L'Kachas Gederis, if on Shabbos you're going to want to take your pot off the coals, the Gecholim Bayer Savavavavavavavavavavavav, and there are coals all around the pot, Shem is Yikachas Gederis, and when you'll pick up that pot, Yozes as Gecholim, you'll move the coals. Also, Yisrael Kachas, I say. So, Jew can't remove a pat when there are coals all around it. But through a non-Jew, it's mutter. So, that's why when we have a stove, where we don't have coals, then, of course, we should leave food on top of a blech, on top of a covering. But if we didn't, there, in that case, we could take the food off the fire on Shabbos if you left it there from Friday. Not chas v'shalom that you're allowed to put it on an open flame on Shabbos. Sif yudches atavshilin shemitmina betana liyam Shabbos kenog. The food that's put into the oven for Shabbos, apish as pesach en toch betut, even though the opening to the oven is not sealed, v'osel avtoich as tana belayla, but we may not open up that oven Friday night. We need to be concerned that maybe the food that's in those pots in the oven is not completely cooked. By opening and closing that oven, you'll be causing that the food should be cooked. And therefore, in our ovens, if the food is in there before Shabbos and it's cooked, then there's no concern that any lights go on or off. You can technically leave the food in and take it out. It has to be cooked to the degree of machal ben drusoy, which is either a half or third cooked. L'chatchila should be a half cooked if you want to leave food in the oven and take it out on Shabbos. Sif yutes, kadam mutal hatman, gam she'en atana tuch betit. This though we said if the oven is not sealed, we can leave food in the oven. Zedafka kshemet minim basar. That's only by meat. Afil kshemet minim kidneys or minim batzik or beans or dough. Kshemet minim zman harbe kodem alayla. But if you put them into the oven a lot before Shabbos, so be'oifin shuchel esbashel kodem alayla k'tzas, that they will be cooked by Friday night. Ad shiru melachilai day etchak. And you'll be able to eat them. So therefore it's fine. They put in different foods right before Shabbos. Now we have to seal the oven. And we have to be concerned that you're going to open and close the oven and you're going to cause the food to become cooked. But that's only in a case where there is that concern. But if you don't have that concern, where the food is already edible, or opening and closing the oven won't make a difference, there's more room for leniency. We have to be most careful with this halacha. Also, if we are not, if we did not put the food properly on the oven from before Shabbos, then asurim ad matzah Shabbos, we will not be allowed to eat that food until matzah Shabbos, b'chdei shiyasa, and wait on matzah Shabbos, until the time the food would have been cooked after Shabbos. And this halacha applies whether we left the food improperly b'shoyig or b'mezid. If the food was left improperly on the oven, we can't eat the food on Shabbos, and we have to wait matzah Shabbos till b'chdei shiyasa.